Philippe Saint-Papier, these urgent care, today's date is. Zero 8 24 2024, dictation is for Miss Janice Yuling. Yuling spells H-U-L-I-N-G. Janice spells J-A-N-I-C-E. Date of birth is 01-27-1964. This is a 60-year-old female with pain, here with pain to her left middle finger, period. Patient said she was doing some work, moving some rusty metal chairs when she accidentally cut herself on the volar surface of her middle finger, period. Describe pain as sharp, rated pain 6/10 worse with touch and range of motion. Said pain is non-radiating, period. Next paragraph. Past medical history, hypertension, past surgical history is none. Social history, she endorses tobacco use, denies alcohol or drug use. Medication, lisinopril. Allergies, none. Family history, none. Next paragraph. Review of systems. All systems were reviewed and were negative, period. Next paragraph. Physical exam. She's alert-oriented, in mild distress. Vital signs are as follows. O2-SAT is 100% of room air. Blood pressure is 147 over 101. Pulse 68. Respiration 18. Temperature 98.0. Period. Next paragraph. Left middle finger, she has an avulsion fracture, an avulsion laceration is approximately 1.2 centimeters circular. There is active bleeding, which is controlled after direct pressure, period. Next paragraph. H-E-N-T, normal. Next paragraph. Extremities, full range of motion, upper and lower extremities, except her middle finger. No discomfort in range of motion. She bear weight well with no autonomic gait, period. Next paragraph. Neuro alert oriented times three, cranial nerves three, tennis normal. Motor and sensory functions are normal. Mood and effect are normal, period. Next paragraph. Assessment and plan. Assessment number one is finger laceration. That is the left middle finger. Next paragraph. Procedure. Suture. Patient was informed of the process. We talk about complications and other risks, and she endorses, she acknowledges the risk and give verbal consent for me to proceed. Her finger was clean with betadine, irrigate with normal saline, approximately 20 milliliters. After irrigation, the site was then prepped with betadine again. The flap was replaced and secured with Steri-Strips number 3. 2x2 was used, secured with Coban. The finger was placed in a finger aluminum splint to prevent patient from moving, because moving can cause the sutures to come loose. Next paragraph, there was no complication. Next paragraph, patient was given tetanus shot today. It's tetanus 0.5 milliliters IM. She was sent home with the following medication: 1 Keflax, 500 milligrams, 1 POTID times 7 days, number 21, Diflucan, 150 milligrams. She was advised not to fill this prescription unless she start having signs and symptoms of yeast infections. Then she can fill them. She's given the opportunity to ask questions. She says she has none. End of dictation.